You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A minivan stops at a crosswalk to let an elderly man pushing his grandbaby in a stroller cross. Driver Angel Sanchez Jr. gets out of his car and sucker punches the old man, sending him and the stroller crashing to the ground. California cops review surveillance footage of the incident and connect Sanchez to a similar attack earlier that day on an innocent teen. Both victims identify as Asian American Pacific Islanders.
Nancy, according to police reports, the victim and his 10-month-old granddaughter were not seriously injured in the attack. In the video, Sanchez can be seen hitting the victim in the side of the head. The elder tries to grip the stroller's handlebars to avoid falling, but hits the ground from the impact, the stroller tipping over in the opposite direction.
Sanchez Jr. now charged with 2 counts assault, hate crimes, possible. Florida cops run into a burglary suspect near a retention pond full of grass and cattails. The suspect, Sean Landers, of course, dives into the pond, sparking a nearly 3-hour search of the area. Cops in boats finally find Landers neck deep in water. They instruct him to climb into the boat, but he admits his legs are wrapped up in grass and he can't get out. Cops have to haul Landers out by his arms. The 46-year-old hit with evading on top of burglary charges. He's in deep water. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Prosecutors now say that the suspect in the stabbing death of a Catholic priest in eastern Nebraska had no connection to the priest nor the small town where the incident happened. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
43-year-old Kier Williams is being held without bond pending his trial on charges of first-degree murder, burglary, and 2 felony weapons charges in connection with the Sunday shooting of the Reverend Stephen Gutzel in the rectory next to Fort Calhoun's St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. It was before sunrise that the 65-year-old priest called 911 to report that a man had broken into the rectory and was holding a knife in his kitchen. A few minutes later, a deputy reported that he discovered Gutzel lying close to the kitchen, heavily bleeding from stab wounds. After being transported to a local hospital in Omaha, Gutzel passed away from his injuries. Williams, wearing a jail-issued orange jumpsuit, attended the hearing remotely by way of video conference. He seemed surprised to hear that the murder accusation included the possibility of the death penalty. He claimed to have been informed by his attorney, Brian Craig of the Nebraska Commission on Public Advocacy, that if found guilty of the murder charge, he would be sentenced to life in prison. The chief prosecutor in the case, County Attorney Scott Vandershaff, acknowledged following the hearing that Williams could face the death penalty.
Vandershaff said he will decide later whether to pursue Williams' execution if the defendant is found guilty. A Texas woman who severed her ankle monitor and fled the country while awaiting trial last year has been found guilty of murdering a 23-year-old Seattle woman. Following her conviction, she was sentenced to life behind bars. Lisa Dykes was found guilty by a Dallas jury after a 7-day trial for murder and tampering with evidence in the 2020 death of Marciela Botello Valadez. According to our friends with KDFW-TV, the 60-year-old Dykes seemed emotionless as the judge announced the decision. Dykes' attorney, Heath Harris, stated that his client continues to believe she is innocent and has already started the process of appealing the decision. After an increased homicide count in a crash that claimed the life of a North Dakota sheriff's officer, new charges have now been granted against the 42-year-old son of U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Ian Cramer was first charged with manslaughter in connection with the murder of Mercer County Sheriff's Deputy Paul Martin on a roadway near Hazen on December 6th. A judge has now accepted new charges that changed the offense to homicide while evading a peace officer. The upgrade also added drug charges. The murder allegation alleges that the death was caused carelessly rather than recklessly, and it carries harsher penalties than manslaughter, including up to 20 years in jail and a $20,000 fine. Cramer is still charged with evading a police officer, resisting arrest, and putting himself in risk recklessly. The drug accusations cover the possession of cocaine, marijuana, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. District Judge Bobby Weiler ordered a mental health evaluation during the court appearance and set a $500,000 cash bond, as requested by the prosecution.
There are now 9 total charges against Cramer, 4 of which are felonies.
Thanks, John. John Bui Tran moves from California to Dorchester, Massachusetts to pursue a degree in liberal arts. Goal? Become a screenwriter. He settles in as a part-time student, gets a job at a pet supply store near his apartment. He regularly donates blood and makes lots of friends. He joins his friends for a party in Randolph, then heads home early because he's got work the next day. Then, John's a no-show. A coworker visits his apartment. When he's not there, the coworker reports him missing. There's been no activity from Tran or sightings in nearly 16 years. All investigations and searches have turned up nothing. The FBI offering a $10,000 reward for info on John Bui Tran, now 47. Tip line 857-386-2000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.